You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gary Capewell, Andrew Mount and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Chepstow, Hamilton and Leicester are the meetings throughout the afternoon. We've got Doncaster and Epsom in the evening on the domestic front and racing over in Ireland as well from Leopardstown on Thursday night. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Absolutely tremendous. I'm like a bronze Madonis after those 2 days in the sun. Goodness gracious me, I feel good. I know how those pop stars and that feel now when they get a bronze body.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mine's only halfway up my arm, but I just know how it feels. It's great.
Yeah. You're looking well, to be fair. Well done.
I feel good. Yeah, for my age, excellent.
Yeah.
And for my bad habits, even better. But we'll not go into those just at the moment.
No, we won't. No, we'd be here for a while, wouldn't we, if we were to go through all your bad habits.
It'd be a longer, more boring podcast than normal, but there we go. Talking about podcasts, I think we'll have to call it Pimmer's Past or Cast, because it only seems to me to do it. I mean,
you only do one a week, Pimmy.
Well, that's more than enough, surely.
We release seven a week.
I know, but that's more than enough, surely. I mean, there are three people on this team today.
Yeah, but we don't want Bruni coming on name-dropping and
no, we don't.
Quinny's not here yet. So.
No, we don't want Bruni on because he's a bit biased, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Didn't we want Sprout in this week, was he, about his tennis champ?
No, he wasn't, though.
He wasn't saying much about wee Andy this week, was he? Funny fella. Funny fella, that Bruni.
Oh, we're only playing Bruni.
We aren't Bruni, it's true. You're the biggest name dropper there is, and you're the worst joke teller there is.
Yeah. So when we play this out in the evening, there you go, Bruno. You know, give Pimmy some stick when you go back on air.
Yeah, we won't do that, don't you? Well, yeah, that's on us all right. Yeah.
Let's talk about a bit of news, Pimmy. A bit of serious news as well. I mean, thankfully it's not as bad as it could have been, but Anna O'Brien with a terrible fall at Killarney on Tuesday evening. She was airlifted to hospital. She's got several broken bones, but thankfully the good news out of it is that she's had a brain scan and there's no problem there. It's which is broken bones will heal. Thankfully the brain scan's come back okay.
Yeah, gosh, I mean, just speaking to one or two of the lads who saw the fall last night, said it was one of the worst falls they've seen.
Yeah, it was.
Not nice at all. I mean, to be fair to the poor girl, she's got fractures of the back, cheekbones, things like that. Again, she'll have the best possible medical care that money can buy, so that's certainly going to help her and aid her recovery, that is for sure. I think the question that we will be asking, and I'm sure the powers that be will be asking, is why did it take so long to get an air ambulance there, an hour and a half? I mean, I know Killarney's more than likely not the most accessible place in the world to get to, but an hour and a half seems an awful long time. And without trying to sound... I'm not sure it was the right word, but with somebody as high profile as Anna O'Brien, as in her connections and the owners of the stable and everything else like that, this might spark something that might help somebody else in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can't imagine that they feel that is acceptable. So, if somebody's out there who knows, well, get in touch with the William Hill Racing studio. So you don't williamhill.co.uk and let us know why it might have happened, but I can't see that's acceptable, really. And, you know, as I say, because it's happened to somebody high profile, it might speed up things if that incident like that happens again. And it will happen again. There's no two ways about it. You know, this is not a one-off. It might be another 5-10 years before something as bad as this happens, but it will happen because that's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yeah. Thankfully, though, the ambulance did get her to Cork Hospital. The O'Brien family have come out and thanked the air ambulance and the staff at Cork University Hospital for helping and everything. So that's nice. And yeah, she's got fractured cheekbones, fractured vertebra, fractured part of her neck, I think, as well, and part of her eye socket. So Sounds like from some nasty injuries there.
Sounds dreadful for the poor girl. I mean, we just wish her well, don't we?
We do. We wish her well. She'll be back, hopefully, around November time. So hopefully all is well and she can come back. And she's doing well this season as well.
I was about to say, you know, that we don't need to put a time scale on it for her, do we? Let's just hope she gets fit and well and able to get on with her life again, really, because just listening to those, well, we're in July now. I can't see that happening in November, personally.
All right, well,
I'm not a doctor, obviously.
Are you not?
But I did a first aid course the other week. So, you know, if you get your finger cut or something, I'll be over that desk and see to you.
All right, OK, thanks. But I like all the sentiments. We wish Anna O'Brien all the very best in her recovery. A bit of other news as well, Pimmy. Enable, the Jewel Oaks heroine. She's not going to go to the King George by the looks of things. They're going to wait and target the Yorkshire Oaks at York, which... makes a bit of sense, and she could become a Triple Oaks winner.
Yeah. Again, that's not been done for some time now, has it? I think Alexandra Drover was the last one to do it back in about 2006. Again, well, Teddy Grimm thought that racing manager to Caleb Abdullah, he's chairman of the York Racecourse, so he'd be keen for her to go there, as he was with Frankel. All those years ago. So, yeah, it was a stunning performance at the Curragh the other week. And although she came back with a slight nick, that sounds very, very insignificant regarding, her way forward. And it would be brilliant to see her on the Naismire in the back end of August.
Yeah. Obviously, one of the big races on the Naismire is the Junmont International, owned by Khalid Abdullah. I'm sure he'd like to see her go and win the Yorkshire Oaks as well. So, good stuff. Anything else on your mind, Pimmy?
Not really. No. I think, Sylvester de Souza's got the Jockeys' Championships in the bag. He's absolutely
already?
He's absolutely flying. I don't think anybody can take him on whatsoever. And as we've seen in the past, once you get one of those retained jobs... makes life difficult to become a champion jockey.
Yeah.
Jim Crowley's definitely found that this year because he's not quite as flexible, you see. And again, reading about his article this morning, it sounds like actually that title last year wore him out a bit. His old battery was very, very flat, and he's maybe just feeling the rigours of that as well this year, you know. So I think he's got one and he's got a real good job now, so I think he'd be quite content now to just to paddle away and more than likely try and get some bigger races under his belt rather than numerically getting plenty.
Yeah, kind of go the Ryan Moore route now where you get the big prizes but don't get quite the numbers you used to get.
That's right, a little bit more selective and but more than likely earning slightly more, if anything.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, that's the bit of chat we have normally then. Let's move on to the racing action coming up on Thursday. Pimmy's got four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Thursday's action. We're going to look at racing from four different courses, starting in the 4 o'clock at Chepstow. This is a 6 furlong Class 4 handicap. We've got a field of 9 set to go to post for this one. Pimmy, who's caught your eye in there?
Well, very, very competitive handicap to get our teeth into to start with. 9 runners heading to post, so if you want an each way slant, that certainly is a way forward. But I thought Fairly Mac was the idea of the winner here. Trained by Andrew Balding, David Probert takes the mount, and again this horse ran really well in defeat last time out. He was 3rd of 8 behind Ashpan San Epsom over to tomorrow's trip of 6 furlong as well, and he just got dabbed on the line for the runner-up berth on that occasion. Could be a little bit more to come from him. He's fairly unexposed, and I think he's the one they've all got to beat. Show me the way to Avarillo. We all love that one, don't we? Hey,
sing it for us, Pimmy.
Show me the way to Avarillo. I'll be deeping on my pillow. Is that the one?
That's the one, yeah.
Dreaming dreams of Avarillo.
It's actually Amarillo in the song, but...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Me and Peter Kay, I remember it well. I can't remember which pub we're in now.
No.
I think it was the Coach and Horses.
Right, okay.
Yeah, all good stuff. But again, it was 3rd of 10 last time out. Ran plenty well enough, only getting beaten two lengths behind Macazib, and that was at Kempton again, over 6 furlongs. So we got pretty specialist 6 furlong horses in this race. Another one that I thought could have come into the equation is Juan Horsepower, Richard Hannon and Kieran O'Toole, or even Kieran O'Neill. But yeah, competitive. Tread carefully, that's my advice for this, but the selection is going to be Fairly Mac.
Fairly Mac then, the selection for Pimmy in the 4 o'clock at Chepstow. Next up we have the 4:20 at Leicester, a Class 5 nursery here, so it's for the 2-year-olds over 7 furlongs. Some winning form coming into this for a number of these. The likes of Shaheen and Give Him a Clump both arrive here in winning form. But the one we should start with him is Ventura Knight, who comes here with two wins under his belt recently. Comes here chasing the hat trick and won pretty easily on handicap debut last time.
He did indeed. He did indeed, Ventura Knight. Absolutely dotted up at Carlisle. That was over seven furlongs. Seven furlongs is the trip at Leicester tomorrow. So that's ideal. I mean, he couldn't have won any easier, to be perfectly honest. He made all on that occasion. Drew clear. Similar sort of track you see Leicester, right-handed uphill to Carlisle, so that'll certainly play into his favour. Well to burden of 10 stone. Fairly big task, that, for a two-year-old.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll be a big, strong sort, that's for sure, being trained by Mark Johnson. And you'd have to say that he comes into the equation very much so, despite that burden of top weight. Then you've got the Quinn's horse in this, Shaheen. Again, he made all last time out to win, to beat Gangland. That was at Redcar. That was over six furlongs. Steps up a furlong tomorrow. Could well suit him. Jason Hart takes them out there again. And David Evans is represented by three runners here in the shape of Ferrick, in the shape of Shovel It On, and Give Him a Clump. And Give Him a Clump, he was a winner at Thirsk last time out when he was 11-10 favourite. There could be a little bit more to come from him. So, tight-knit nursery tomorrow at Leicester. Eight of them head to post. So hopefully, there could be an each-way slant on it. But I'm going to take the top weight. Not an easy task for Ventura Knight to get the job done.
Okay, Ventura Knight to defy the penalty there then in the 4:20 at Leicester. Moving to Epsom next for the 7 o'clock. The Epsom Downs Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs. This one, a field of 8 set to go to post here, Pimmy. And what do you like in there?
Well, again, another competitive race. Again, you've found another dead 8 as we record. I mean, where you've just come from with this, finding these races is unbelievable, to try and find an each way slant on it for our listeners. There's no end to your talent, young fella. No end.
Thank you, yeah.
To say the least. Again, a couple of these coming to the race on the back of good form. Handy Talk was a winner last time out for the very much informed yard of the Millmans.
Yeah.
Ocean Murphy takes the mount there. He's gone up £5, should I say, for that success at Bath last time out, and steps up a little bit in trip. So he's certainly a player, but he had taken him a long time to win. He won on his debut back in 2015 when he made all, and it's taken him this length of time to get back to that winning ways. But again, that could have bolstered his confidence, that's for sure. Human Nature is an interesting one for Stuart Williams. His horses are back in form again, and this horse beat Kingsley Clarion last time out. Stuart Williams, as we know, very, very shrewd, and he's more than happy to give Millie the leg up on lots of occasions. I think she's good value for her £7. So, again, Human Nature could be interesting. And the other one I thought that could be lurking down there is a three-year-old, Archer's Arrow, for Saeed Bin Saroor. Again, his horse is just coming back into form now. He was last of 12 last time out, but maybe, if you're the forgiving sort, and sometimes I am, we forgive him that. Put a line through that 50 days ago. They've gone for David Egan as well with his £5 claim. So this horse could literally be absolutely thrown in tomorrow evening. And I'm going to take a chance with this one. And Archer's Arrow for the pin. Hopefully looking at a little bit of value. And again, with the dead eight, if he's about 7 or 8 to 1, I'd guide you in that each way direction.
All right, each way slant then on Archer's Arrow in the 7 o'clock at Epsom. And the final race we look at is the 7:50. 7:50 at Doncaster. This is a Class 3 handicap. 7 furlongs the trip for this one. A field of 10 set to go to post here, Pimmy. And I suppose we could start with Explain Here. Arrives here in winning form for Ruth Carr, who's having a good time, I think, still.
Oh, fantastic. You can explain this one too. We know two ways about it. But she is in great form. 5-2 favourite when it beat Heir to the Throne at Chester last time out. Her horses are in a real great form at the moment, as she can do no wrong, and certainly Explain comes here with a big chance tomorrow. Tom Eaves been a little bit on the cold list of late, but my old pal Tinky Winky got him back off that chilly list yesterday with that Round A Park winning at Beverley. Round A Park, not far off the A64. Always a good system, that. Follow that A64 to find your winners. So there
really?
You go. Yes, indeed. Did you not listen to William Hill Racing Radio on a regular basis? Well, that A64 system is very, very strong indeed.
Where is it on a par with the birthday system?
Well, you wait there. Don't you be over jumping the gun, buddy. Okay. Coming to that birthday system very, very shortly, I'll tell you. Yeah. So Explain, yeah, worthy favourite, I should imagine, to get this race rocking and rolling. But again, I'm going to take a chance looking for a little bit more value for the punter. in the shape of the bottom horse, Red Grave. Just a three-year-old again, so take it on his elders. But Red Grave came good last time out at Newmarket. Over a mile that time, a little bit shorter for him tomorrow evening. But I think there could be a little bit more to come. SDS is doing the steering. And again, looking at Red Grave for more than likely a little bit of value. But as you can imagine, very, very competitive handicap there at Donny tomorrow night.
So where's the birthday system?
The birthday system. Well, what a fine example of a follower of the birthday system. Saturday, Sheikh Mohammed's birthday.
Yes.
He knew, didn't he? He knew. He didn't just have one winner, he had a few winners.
He did, yeah.
He'd got them planned out, ready for the big day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knew. I hope the listeners followed that birthday system, because they would have come out on top, big style, if they'd followed that on Saturday with the Sheikh Mohammed birthday. So again, if you've time tomorrow, look those birthdays up, because there could be some tips out there just waiting to be pounced on.
Group 1 birthday winner, yeah.
Correct.
Harry Angel, wasn't it?
That's the one.
In the big sprint. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So he knew. Harry knew.
Yeah. Harry knew, yeah.
Well
Harry.
Named, you know, as well, Harry. Do you know that?
Why Harry Angel? Where's that?
He's by Dark Angel.
Yeah.
Out of Beatrix Potter.
Right.
So Dark Angel.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't twig that at first.
Well, you wouldn't do. You wouldn't do. You've got to be half sensible to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't like Harry Potter or reading, so.
I've never met him, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. Yeah, sure he's a nice guy.
Fair enough. Good stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure as always, Pete.
Oh, indeed. He's taken a completely different stance to many of the other podcasts we've done.
But it's been fun.
There we go. We look forward to maybe the next one next week.
Probably next week, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's summarise your selections and spin us through them in chronological order. Nail down those picks for us.
Yeah, at Chepstow in the 4 o'clock, we're going to go for Fairly Mac. 20 minutes later to Leicester and taking a chance with Ventura Knight to carry the burden of 10 stone for Mark Johnson and Sylvester D'Souza. Then we travelled southwards slightly from Leicester to Epsom for their 7 o'clock, taking a chance with Archer's Arrow for Saeed Bin Sarur and David Egan. And then back up the A1, just before you get to the A64, to Donny. And I'm going to take a chance with Redgrave.
It's like a geography lesson as well for me. It's super.
Geography, history, you name it.
Got it all.
We've got it.
Thank you very much, Pimmy.
My pleasure.
There you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott then on Thursday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Gary Capel, Andrew Mountain, Ollie Pimlott in the studio. It's Chepstow, Hamilton and Leicester in the afternoon, Doncaster, Epsom and Leopardstown in the evening.
Ooh, that's Andrew Mount.
Yes.
He's a small sample man, isn't he?
He likes his stats and samples, yeah.
I'll bet you'll be following that birthday system. He'll know.
Yeah.
So studio on williamhill.com tomorrow if you want to know the complete and utter stat regarding the birthday system. Mounty will know.
So make sure you tune in for that on Thursday. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.